Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Let's jump straight in.
Tech Guide.
This was a real effort to push into that growing consumer space, very competitive space in Australia.
Tech Guide.
It does give the user plenty of options, whether you're working or viewing content on the device.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
Knowing Apple, you just don't know what to expect.
Tech Guide.
They've gone from taking an excellent device and they've made it even better. It's had a redesign inside and out.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide episode 133. Welcome to the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. Thanks for listening once again. Thanks for downloading. And if you're joining us for the first time, welcome aboard. I'm Stephen Fenwick and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, Foxtel launches its triple play of services, pay TV, home phone and broadband. On the subject of Foxtel, we exclusively reveal all of the features of the upcoming iQ3 set-top box, and Kogan takes its direct online-only models into groceries. In the Tech Guide reviews, we're going to take a look at the Strive Fusion Activity Band, the incredible TextBlade foldable keyboard, and the new voice tagging feature of the VoiceBite app. And we're going to wrap it up with the Tech Guide Help Desk, and it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Plenty to talk about, so let's jump straight in. Okay, when you think about Foxtel, the first thing that comes to mind naturally is pay TV. Well, the service expanded somewhat today with the introduction of their new bundles, their so-called triple play of services. And by that, I mean pay TV, which we already know about. But they've introduced home phone and also broadband. So what Foxtel is trying to do is to offer value and simplicity. They want you to expand your account with them. So it simplifies your whole connected life. Let's just say your pay TV, home phone, and your broadband. Broadband and home phone supplied, of course, through Telstra. The Telstra is the second half of their name, as a matter of fact, Foxtel. Tel is short for Telstra. So naturally, Telstra were taking up the reins there for supplying broadband and home phone coverage. Now, the service is available for existing customers as well as new customers. So if you are already on board with Fox, yes, you can bolt on home phone and broadband plans. There are 12 and 24-month plans available. And if you're a newbie, if you're new to Foxtel, you can start off with a package of channels. And the package of channels, I should mention, starts off with what they call their entertainment pack, which has 43 channels made up of news, entertainment, factual, and lifestyle channels. So no movies or sports, so you need to add those to the service. And, of course, that adds to the monthly price. But your choices on the broadband side are 50 gig, 100 gig, 200 gig, and 500 gig data allowances per month. On the subject of the broadband allowances, though, the good news is that a lot of the Foxtel services which are accessible through broadband, whether it's actually direct connection through the set-top box or using apps like Foxtel Go or services like Foxtel Play on devices like gaming consoles and smart TVs. Also, Presto, streaming video service, which is partly owned by Foxtel and the Seven Network. All of those online services that use data are unmetered if you are part of this plan. So if your concern is that you're going to be using up your data limit by watching a lot of Foxtel Go or Foxtel Play, well, you can rest those fears with these plans because they'll go unmetered. So if you were to, you got your 500 gig, for example, and you're using all your Foxtel services through via broadband, none of those services will impact the 500 gig. For new customers, same deal applies. On the home phone side, I think we should point out that it is for unlimited local and national calls. So we're talking landline calls here. So calls to mobiles are going to be charged separately. So the pricing that we're going to state in a moment, we're going to tell you in a moment, they are the minimum monthly payments, not necessarily the maximum monthly payments because of those extra charges you may apply to your account by calling mobiles. If you happen to go over your data limit, you will not be paying excess data charges. They will simply throttle back your connection to 256 kilobits per second, which is at a crawl. So, but you will receive alerts, though, at when you've reached 50%, 85%, and 100% of your monthly data limit. Okay, let's look at pricing. And the if you've got an existing plan and you want to just add home and broadband, the home phone and broadband, that's going to be an extra $65 a month. And that's per month on a 24-month plan when you add it to your existing TV package. Now, you want to jump up to 100 gig, I should say, that'll be $70. 200 gig, $80 extra. 500 gig, add another $100 to your existing Foxtel plan. If you're a newbie, if you're a new Foxtel customer, the plans start at $90 per month, which for $90, you're getting 50 gig of broadband, unlimited national and standard local and national calls, that's landline calls, as well as the Foxtel Entertainment Pack, which, as I said, starts at with those 43 channels on that starter pack. That's $90. You can add to that with extra channels, of course, that's going to increase the price. You want to move up through the data allowances, then the price goes up to $95 for 100 gig, $105 for 200 gig, and $125 for a Foxtel plan, home phone, and 500 gig of broadband. I think that's pretty decent value considering what you're getting for light users. Those data allowances are pretty generous. There is no unlimited plan, I've noticed. There is an Optus plan that allows for unlimited, and no doubt Optus are really going to come back hard at these plans with their own offerings, their own entertainment bundles. I'm sure they're going to be rolling out to combat this latest offer. So Foxtel, the triple threat is here. It is available from today. I'm recording this on Monday, the 2nd of February. So it is here. It is now. And if you're an existing customer, you can jump in. And if you're not an existing customer and want to become one, you can add your home phone and data to that package as well. Full details and all those pricing, if you didn't catch it during this segment, you can read at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide.
Keeping you updated and educated.
Alrighty, now while on the subject of Foxtel, Tech Guide managed to find out the specs of the upcoming Foxtel IQ3 set-top box. A source close who's had a good look at this device managed to leak a few features of the product our way. Now, the Foxtel IQ3 will be the latest set-top box offered by the company. So that'll be included on your pay TV service, of course, and we'll bring you everything that the IQ2 brings along, including being able to record, obviously being able to watch the different channels on your service. But the feature list is actually long and very impressive. Let's start off with the capacity. There's a 1 terabyte hard drive on board, which is plenty of room for all your recorded programs. Now, tuners, there's 10 of them. Count them, 10 tuners. This will make it possible to record 3 programs at the same time while watching a fourth. Very handy feature for those people who can't decide on what to watch. They can record everything that's on at the same time. It's also got built-in Wi-Fi, so no longer do you need to snake a cable into the back of the box. The IQ3 has Wi-Fi to connect to your home broadband network. The remote control, too, is also going to be linked via Bluetooth, so no more having to aim the remote control at the box. Because it's connected via Bluetooth, it will even work with the IQ3 in another room and out of sight, as long as you're within Bluetooth range, which is about 10 to 12, maybe even up to 15 meters. The connectivity is also going to be there for broadband and cable, for your cable connectivity. Your broadband connectivity, your cable connectivity is going to come from the connection to your Foxtel service, whether it's by satellite or by the cable in your street. The broadband connection, so if you want to use the IP services, you will also be able to do that. So it does combine the IPTV on-demand shows as well. on top of the regular linear programs. Now, the other changes involve the planner. Now, it's not going to be called the planner anymore. It's going to be called the library. And this is going to be part of a totally new operating system, totally new look to the iQ3. And managing your recordings is another big priority. And accessing those recordings are really high on Foxtel's list for the customers to make it a lot easier. Now, speaking of accessing recordings, today, if you were to record something on your iQ2's hard drive, you need to watch it from that box. Well, I understand Foxtel is reportedly going to introduce a cloud-based version of your recording. So what will happen? Whatever you record on your box, Foxtel will replicate it in the cloud. So you'll be able to access those recordings from either another box in your home or from the Foxtel Go app. So if you're out on the move, you can still access those recordings. A very handy new feature. Another new feature is Start Over, which is for touch of one button, you can go back to the start of a program. Look Back. Now, this is interesting. If you've missed a program, you've come home and a show just finished an hour ago, you didn't get a chance to record it, you can actually go back 24 hours and view any program you've missed, which is a very handy feature if you've didn't get around to setting the recorder. Now, another big part of the iQ3 is discovering new programs. How often have you looking for recommendations and trying to find content that will suit you based on what you already like? So there will be a new feature that will recommend programs based on what you've been watching and recording. So that's a cool feature. Trending, that's another part of it which will allow you to see what viewers are watching at the moment, what's hot right now. So you can join in on the show that could be the water cooler show the next day. Channel preview feature. This lets you surf the channels without leaving the channel you're on. I'm an ardent channel surfer, and that is a great feature to know that you can still watch your program but still twirl through the channels without leaving the program you're watching. The iQ3 will, of course, include the ability to pause and rewind live TV, all of those features you're going to expect. Now, it's going to be released pretty soon. Our early information was that it was supposed to be this week, today, as a matter of fact, and that's obviously not the case. They had to wait, no doubt, to get their triple play announcements out, which we spoke about in the previous segment. But I think now they're out there, they'll probably give them a week or so and then drop the iQ3 out there for all the customers to check out. If you want to read up more about the Foxtel iQ3, you can do that at techguide.com.au. Now, Kogan is an online retailer that we've had on the program, actually. Roslyn Kogan, the CEO of Kogan.com, has been a guest of the Tech Guide podcast in the past. And he's really made a name for himself or his company as a direct online-only retailer. Now, the result of that is the ability to offer vastly discounted items. So what happens is direct-to-you model from the factory allows them to cut out plenty of middlemen and women and give you a lot cheaper pricing, a lot of value to be offered right there. Well, that's been a huge success for Kogan.com. The company has grown year on year and is a huge success. But they've now decided to take on the supermarket chains. So they're bringing that online model to the grocery market with a new feature called the Kogan Pantry. They're going to launch with more than 600 grocery products from all the brands that we all know and all love. But one big difference, though, is they're going to offer up to 80%, more than 80% in some cases, savings at what you would receive in the supermarkets. Now, the reasoning behind this, Kogan believes that the big two, Coles and Woolworths, have kind of formed a bit of a monopoly in the Australian market. And there is a massive markup of products that are sold through the stores. So what they're doing is going to take them on. They think that they can offer prices direct to customers, because don't forget, Kogan doesn't have a store. Coles and Woolies have to run network chains of stores, including pay staff and all these people. So the money that Kogan saves without all those other overheads is what they believe made the supermarket the supermarket category ripe for disruption. They thought it was ready to be disrupted. So there's plenty of markups apparently that they've viewed. In fact, Kogan have put together, and you can look at this in my story, a typical shopping basket. So they've got the same list of 20 products and compared those prices to the prices you'll receive at Coles and Woolworths. And the Kogan pantry savings are more than 50% against Coles and against Woolworths. Very interesting to see the money you can save. And the Kogan pantry delivers to your door. I think there's a one-off, there's a flat rate of $9.99 to deliver your groceries. So it's no good if you're just going to order some milk and a tin of baked beans. You really need to make it worth your while, order a few products. But even by paying the $9.99 to get those 20 grocery items to your door, you're still saving up to $50 on the total bill. So Kogan is again trying to outsmart the big players. He did it in the electronics industry against the big stores and also against the big manufacturers. Now he's going to do the same thing in the grocery market. And all those leading brands are all there. You got your Colgates and Palmolives and everyone like that. Gillette's and Heinz's, they're all there. But you can now get them a lot cheaper at Kogan Pantry. If you want to link through to the Kogan Pantry and start doing your shopping online, you can reach it at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finnick.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. And you got to ask yourself, speaking of Wi-Fi, how many Wi-Fi devices do you actually have in your home? Let's count them up. Laptops, tablets, iPads, smartphones, gaming consoles, smart TVs. The list goes on and on. And even the average Aussie home, if you're anything like them, 10 or more devices are connected to your Wi-Fi network. That's a lot of traffic on your network. So now is the time to consider your upgrade of your home network to the next generation 802.11ac Wi-Fi from Netgear and get the best experience from all your gadgets and all your devices. When you upgrade to 802.11ac, the Wi-Fi you'll enjoy will allow music and streaming videos with no buffering, more reliable Wi-Fi connectivity, wider coverage, faster loading of websites, videos, email attachments, and much, much more. It's just faster all across the board. So check out Netgear's range of next generation 802.11ac Wi-Fi products like modems, routers, and range extenders at netgear.com.au and do more with your devices this summer.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenwick. Tech Guide.
Kicking off the Tech Guide reviews for episode 133 is the Strive Fusion Activity Band. Now, Strive is spelt a little strangely. It's got two I's in the middle of it. That's STRIIV. That's not a typo, ladies and gentlemen. That's actually how they've called it. The Strive Fusion. Now, this is an activity band that looks like a lot of activity bands on the market. It is really lightweight and compact. It only weighs 16 grams. So for a product you're going to have potentially on your wrist 24/7, it's really, you're going to forget it's even on your wrist. It's so light. It's got a glass screen, touch sensitive, so you can scroll through the icons and all the different features. And it takes note of your steps, counts your calories, can even tell you the distance you've covered, all of those things. Can even monitor the quality of your sleep. So all of those features can even control the music that you're playing wirelessly from your smartphone. So all the usual things you'd expect from an activity band, or they're all there. So you got your steps, calories counted, you got your distance covered, all of them, all of those things that we all like to keep real-time track of are all there. But the beauty of the Strive Fusion is that not only is it an activity band, it's also part smartwatch. So for a start, it does tell the time, so you can wear that instead of a watch if you like. But it can also do things like relaying your notifications. So whether you're getting a call, receiving a text message, can send you reminders. You can set vibrating alarms on your wrist as well, so you won't want to wake up without disturbing your partner. It is possible to do that all through the Strive Fusion. But as I've always said, though, with activity bands of this type in particular, they're only as good as the companion app that goes with it. Now, the successful activity bands we've seen in the past, like the Jawbones and the Fitbits and all those products, have one thing in common. Not only is the product exceptional or high quality, the app is also excellent. Now, the good news for the Strive Fusion is that the app, too, is a very high quality. I think that really does support and adds to the value and the quality you're getting with the Strive Fusion experience. The app lets you view in real time, of course, all of your steps. You can do things like set challenges and goals, invite your friends. It even works with other apps. So the Strive Fusion can be worked with those popular fitness apps like MyFitnessPal and RunKeeper. So you being able to use those other popular apps with this device is really handy. Now, a couple of things we didn't like about it, though. The music control, which it is really handy being able to control your music from your smartphone without having to take out your smartphone. And this does offer that. But it is pretty deep in the menu. You've got to find it. Once it's up on the screen, there's a play button, pause, rewind, you can and go forward. You can do all those things. But as soon as the screen blacks out and you try to access the music control again, you've got to go through the menus again, find it. So it's several keystrokes before you get back to that control. That was a little bit annoying. We wanted to control some music while we were running, and it was just we didn't bother in the end. I end up just grabbing the phone and using the phone itself to control it. It was far easier to do that. The battery side, they promised us 7 days of battery use. We got about 5.5 to 6, which isn't too bad. We did run it pretty hard for tracking all our activities. We had all the notifications turned on. Everything was happening. We were getting our sleep monitoring, all of that done. We got about 5 or 6 days out of it, which is pretty respectable. On the look side, I think a lot of people decide what sort of activity band they want to wear based on the look or even the color. The good news with the Strive Fusion is that it actually comes with not only the band, it comes with three bands. So there's one in the box that's already attached to, but then there's a red, a black, and a blue. So it comes in the black one already, but you can actually pop out the actual Strive unit, the little device, and put it on another strap. So you can change the color in a few seconds. You can also then take off the stainless steel belt, the buckle that clips into clips it to your wrist into the other band as well. So you can enjoy different colours to match your outfits, to match your personality, whatever you like there. It also not bad value. It's priced at $149. Available now from JB Hi-Fi and Newslink retail outlets. So not bad value. I think the fact that it does offer those smart watch features as well kind of sets it apart from just your straight generic activity band, I think. And at the price, it's pretty reasonable too. If you want to read my full review, you can go to techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Now, we all know that we're carrying around mobile phones, smartphones, and tablets. And typing on these devices isn't always the easiest thing. Even with the introduction of larger smartphones like the Galaxy Note 4, the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, typing long messages, even on a screen of that size, can get a little bit tiring. It is a little bit frustrating to type on glass. Screen isn't quite big enough. So there's been a number of companies that have developed cases with keyboards, especially for tablets, even separate Bluetooth keyboards. But the downside of a case is that it adds a bit of bulk and weight to the product. And if you've got a separate keyboard, then you've got to carry that around with you as well. Well, there is a new keyboard that is remarkable. It is a foldable keyboard, would you believe? It's called the Text Blade. Now, this keyboard folds down to less than half the size of the iPhone 6, probably a third of the size, actually, of the iPhone 6. So when it unpacks, it actually uses magnets to attach. And there's also a stand that lets you put your phone or your tablet at an angle for you to easily type. Now, the Text Blade itself actually can give you a full-size keyboard that's crammed into 8 different keys. Now, it's got all your full QWERTY keyboard layout, and each key has several letters on it. But what it does use, it uses multi-touch technology, so it can detect what part of the key you're trying to hit or what letter you're trying to type, and kind of using a little bit like predictive text, can then come up with what you're writing. There is a demo video I've put on Tech Guide that shows someone in real time touch typing at incredible speeds. Now, this, even though it folds out from a size of a the product folds down to a product that's the size of a third of the size of the iPhone, can easily fit in your pocket. It's as easy to carry around in your pocket as a pen. Not a little bit bigger than a pen, but you know what I mean. You're not lugging this large keyboard around. Even when it's unfolded, it's still got the full 19mm finger spacing. It's also got some travel, so 2mm of travel. By that I mean the key actually moves down. You know when you press a key on a physical keyboard, the key moves down a couple of millimeters. So does it on the text blade. 2mm travel. If you're wondering what travel meant, that's what I mean. It actually pushes down a distance. So, and when it's laid out flat, the profile of the text blade is actually thinner than the iPhone 6, less than half the thickness of the iPhone 6, so takes up hardly any room at all. And the video shows someone typing in real time, touch typing quite accurately and very quickly. So, look, this is a great device that is something you could easily carry around with you. I, for one, I'm reluctant to type out long emails and long documents on my smartphone because typing on glass, the screen size isn't there. It's a little bit clumsy. I make mistakes. I get frustrated. I'd rather type it out on my laptop on a physical keyboard where I can type a little bit quickly, a little bit more accurately. Well, now with the text blade, you simply pop it out of your pocket. The magnets lock it into place and you're away. It forms a slight angle on each side so that your fingers can easily reach all of the keys, and the large space bar underneath is unmissable. So a terrific solution that is now available. It's $99, and I've included the link at my story on techguide.com.au. But the text blade, it folds down as easily it folds out using the magnets, and very easy to store in your pocket and carry around with you everywhere. You want to check out that story and the video. Check out the video that gives you just an amazing demonstration. You'll want to buy one once you see it. Head over to techguide.com.au. Alrighty, now full disclosure before I launch into the next segment about VoiceByte, I am the co-founder of this app. So I am talking about my own app here. It's an app I've been working on for some time with my younger brother Michael. Basically, VoiceByte allows you to record and share your voice, up to 15 seconds of audio, on Facebook, on Twitter, so that's your social microphone. It also allows for private messages, so you can send private messages to people that listen to you and you listen to them, and they can reply with their voice as well. It's also a useful tool for radio stations. We've used this on my 2GB tech segment, where listeners can actually record their question for me on the tech segment without having to pick up the phone, without having to wait on hold. They can simply record the question in 15 seconds, add hashtag 2GB tech to the clip title and broadcast. We will find that using our specially designed media dashboard, which is kind of a search engine for VoiceByte that radio stations, a great tool for radio stations to use. And then we will broadcast that live, that your voice asking the question on the air, and I will answer the question live as I would a normal phone call. But now we've done an update on VoiceByte. So we've released version 2.0.1 of the VoiceByte app, which is available now on iOS and Android. And the hero new feature is a patent pending technology called voice tagging. Now, what voice tagging allows you to do, I mentioned earlier that it's a social microphone, a private microphone, and also a radio microphone. Voice tagging is a local microphone. So what it allows you to do is to geolocate your recording where you are. So you can set the range and the duration of your recording. For example, if you wanted to, if you owned a tourist attraction, you want to allow people within range of your tourist attraction to hear information about that particular tourist attraction, you can set up a voice tag for that very to do that very thing. You may be playing a brand new golf course. The Club Pro could leave a voice tag on every single tee of the golf course explaining each hole to you, so that as a guest of the golf course, you'll have the pro literally telling you about the hole you're about to play. Great uses there potentially too for retailers and other things you could do for safety messages, other information you can share that's all accessible locally. So it's relevant information based on your location. So once you go outside that range, that voice tag is unable to be heard. So with the voice tag app, with the VoiceBite app, you can not only create the voice tag, but you can also find the voice tag that other people have created. So it does allow that audio to be located relevant to your position. Voice tagging, it's available now. And if you're hearing this before Wednesday, February the 4th, then you should tune in, because we're going to have a voice tag competition. I'm going to record a voice tag in the Sydney CBD, and the first person to find that voice tag and reply to it will win a prize. We're giving away an Alcatel Hero 2C smartphone. Not even released yet. Alcatel OneTouch actually have VoiceBite preloaded into their Android operating system. So anyone who owns an Alcatel OneTouch phone actually has VoiceBite preloaded on the device. So if you're listening to this before Wednesday, the 4th of February, tune into 2GB. You may be part of the voice tagging competition and you could win a smartphone. All right, if you want to find out more about that, you can head to the Play Store to download the Google version and the App Store for iOS. That's VoiceBite version 2.0.1.
Tech Guide. Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Okay, on the Tech Guide Help Desk, I had an interesting question from a person who works in a company with about a dozen other people, and he needed to find out a way to have video conferencing with those people and potentially share screens. He asked about FaceTime and Skype, which are okay, but they are limited. FaceTime, Skype, I know for a fact, allows, I think, up to five. I think up, if you've got Skype Pro, Skype Premium, up to 10 people. Another thing like Google Hangouts, again, up to 10 people. FaceTime, I'm pretty sure you can only do that one-to-one. I might be wrong, but you definitely can't do 12 or more people. So the solution I suggested was a thing called GoToMeeting. This is a browser-based system that allows you to have up to 100 people on your conference, your video conference. And there is a cost to it. It does start at $49 a month for up to 25 people to take part. So not only can you share your camera, you can also share your screen. So you may have a presentation on your screen, and you can share that with the other people on the conversation. It's HD video conferencing, so it's very high quality. There are also mobile apps that can also go with it that can be part of your plan. And you can have unlimited meetings for that monthly price. What you pay for is just the number of attendees you can have invited. Starts at, I think, $49 a month. If you bill it annually, if you take out a year subscription, that comes down to $39 a month. Well worth checking out if you need to do video conferencing and also share your screens. I've used it in the past. GoToMeeting is a very handy little service, and you can check out them at gotomeeting.com. So if you've got your video, you need to be talking to people face-to-face, but not in the room, and it's still in high quality, GoToMeeting is the answer for you. And that's the end of our show for this week. As usual, everything we've spoken about on the podcast can be seen at techguide.com.au. And we love you to get in touch. You can get us send us an email at info@techguide.com.au. You can also use VoiceBite if you want to send in your question. Add hashtag techguide to your clip title. Send it in. You'll be hearing your voice then on the Tech Guide podcast for the Tech Guide Help Desk. Special thanks to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. Been great having you with us once again, and we look forward to you joining us again next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.